Roofers World is helping make your next roof repair or home renovation project easier, faster, and safer. Roofers World is your source for durable tear-off tools, powerful leak repair tape, secure roof staging systems, and much more. Visit www.roofersworld.com to get helpful renovation tips and roofing safety advice from our blog. Buy products online through the New East Store or locate a distributor in your area.
Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out PopularMechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at PopularMechanics.com.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're inside the kitchen and bath talking all things plumbing with this old house's master plumber, Rich Trasui. And to help you rip and strip your way through your Fix It Up project, we're giving away a little ripper from Roofer's World to one lucky fan. So take a break from your hectic Fix It Up life and find out what's new in home improvement from our family to yours. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life. Tick-tock, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa.
And we survived New York yesterday.
Literally and figuratively.
Totally.
Yes, we had a great meeting up there.
We did. And can we share what we talked about a little bit?
Yeah, I think we can, but only a little.
A little bit. Well, we were talking about a TV show.
And we talked for a long time.
Yeah.
With people who, like, know about it and can do stuff about it.
Yeah, a show about us and our family. So stay tuned for more information about that. But the thing about surviving New York.
Yeah, we survived the meeting and...
We didn't survive the meeting. We had an awesome time.
We did have an awesome
mm-hmm.
time. That's the sort of, you know, metaphorical, but the literal survival
yes.
was the rickshaw ride from Rosie O'Grady's.
Yes.
6 or 7 blocks mm-hmm. to Penn Station. In
pouring rain.
Rain,
yeah. And it was crazy. Like, first of all, I was wearing some hot high-heel shoes, I have to say.
Smoke show.
Yeah, gold ones, too. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know how easy it is to grab a cab in New York City when it's raining.
What I'm saying to get in the rickshaw was, like, that was one of the toughest things I had to do yesterday was climb into this behind the plastic curtain because
yeah.
it was raining.
And I had a little tent on
And get inside with my hot high-heel shoes on.
Right, and your hot husband.
Oh, he was already...
What's up?
He climbed in and sat in there under out of the rain.
So this thing is a giant three-wheel bicycle that this rickshaw guy, and I believe it's operated by, you'll have to check me on this, Teresa, Rickshaws of Death.
I have no idea.
He wailed through traffic.
He did, in and out of all kinds of traffic, and we were going down Times Square the whole 9 yards.
In the middle of Broadway.
Rain. Yeah. And, like, in and out of buses.
Oh,
we were going perpendicular to traffic at many times.
Yeah.
I thought that we were just going to tip over and cars were going to drive over our heads
we were
in this thing. It was amazing.
Inches away from moving cabs.
Yeah.
Inches.
You took video.
Well, I did shoot some video.
We're going to have to watch that. Yeah, it was pretty cool. If any of it came out at all. But, yeah. So, but today we're talking about plumbing, hon.
Yeah, we are talking about things plumbing and kitchen with one of the world's great plumbers, Rich Trethewey, from this old house.
I wish he lived near us.
Seriously. I don't know why it's so hard to find a good plumber. We're going to have to ask him.
Yeah, I want to know why it is so hard to find a good plumber. And, you know, if he was going to hire a plumber, what would he do? Because we've used so many different plumbers over the years, and it's just like, I don't know.
How can you see the train wreck coming?
Yeah, all the other trades, I've never had a problem, but plumber, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're also happening now, my Fix It Up Life, happening in San Diego, California.
Totally.
Washington, D.C.
Totally.
Totally. And we're still growing.
We are growing.
Day.
We're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's not because of the sweet treats that we eat either.
We have the most fans of any home improvement show on radio.
On Facebook.
On Facebook. Yeah. Home Improvement Radio Show.
Home Improvement Radio Show
Facebook.
On Facebook.
The most. So I'm going to say it right now.
Well, we have a new toll-free number that you can call to ask your questions.
Get your pencils.
You can also enter to win cool prizes that are up for grabs, too, that we give away every week. But let me share the number.
Call and let us hear your golden-throated voices at
888-710-5557. What's that, Mark? What's the number?
Pull your pencils from behind your ears and jot down 888-710-5557.
Awesome. And, you know, I want to share, you know, the picture I now have on my computer screen is Jack in his tool belt.
And diaper.
And diaper.
His work diaper.
Which, you know, the whole plumber, like, joke about the pants and stuff.
Yeah, you know, that might not fall in friendly ears.
It might not.
We have such a professional on.
Well, yeah.
But by the same
token. Well, he's like a superhero of plumber, so this doesn't really, he doesn't really qualify in this joke.
His cape covers it.
But Jack doesn't have any pants on in this photo. I put it on Facebook, and we got tons of people saying he doesn't need his pants anyway.
Super cute. Yeah. Super cute. All your girlfriends love it, and my sisters chimed in.
Oh, yeah. And Lexi had posted a new blog this past week, too, about picking the right hammer for the job.
And that you drive that. Like, you kind of, you know, encourage her to do it.
Well, it was a topic she came up with because I had put a shelf together.
Yeah.
And I didn't finish it because there's a, you know, several million things that get in the way at home.
Yeah.
So I asked Mark to finish the job. So Lexi helped finish too because it was one of those shelves, you know, where you put that
that rigid backer on.
Yeah,
like
with a million tiny little nails that you have to put in. So Lexi's job was to actually hammer the nails in all around the shelf. It was a big shelf too.
And she did it.
She did it, but she was using Daddy's hammer, and while she was using Daddy's hammer, which is huge, she's 9, but she's only, like, she's not very big. She's 4 feet tall. Yeah, she's not very big.
Right.
So she was using this huge hammer, and she was saying, you know, you really need to have the right hammer because, you know, this one's too heavy. And
it's just coming out of her mouth.
I said, that's your blog. And she said, oh, my goodness, it is. So she wrote it down.
She did.
But she didn't go downstairs to the shop and get her hammer because she has a small hammer that she can use. But instead, she talked about it. She's a 9-year-old girl.
She is a 9-year-old girl. And, you know, that warms my heart, though, doing something with her. She even wanted to do it.
She did.
And it wasn't like
some of the
other things we did. It was a little bit pulling teeth, but we do it to have the experience of doing something together, father and daughter. This one, she was like, yeah, let me help, Daddy.
Well, then Jack was trying to help, too, but he wasn't really helping. It was kind of like he was trying to climb into the shelf while they were putting it together. So.
That was something else.
He's only 20 months old. I mean, what do you say?
Hey, you know, he's learning to climb on stuff, climb over stuff.
Yeah,
pretty cool to
pretty
watch
good.
That happen.
Well, and our guest today, Rich Trethewey, from This Old House, he's a master plumber, and he has been on This Old House since its debut.
In 1979.
Totally.
Yeah. And what we have here is a note. I don't know this from talking to Rich, though we have spoken with him before. We met him at the International Builder Show.
We did.
After we interviewed
Tom he watched Silva. Us interview Tom Silva and Norm Abram.
Well, what he promised me before the show,
I think he's a big fan of theirs. It's probably they're a big fan of his because they've been working together for so long.
I talked to him. He was doing a signing across the hall from us, and I talked to him before and said that we were going to be on. He's like, oh, yeah, I know you guys, and I promise I will throw something at either Tom or Norm if I can break free.
Cool.
Yeah, nothing came, so we'll have to see what happens. But we have a smoking new tool up for grabs.
We do. And whoever wins this tool today will be really the second person in the world to get it. We were the first. I have
Number
to brag.
Number one, baby.
I have to brag.
What's up?
It's the Little Red Ripper from Roofer's World, and it's a totally cool tool for any kind of demo. It's really actually designed for roofing work, but
it's designed for stripping apart detail work in a roof, but you can tell just from looking at it, you'll be able to do everything from maybe lever a door up to ripping up flooring to the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a hot color too. It's a really hot red color, I have to say.
So guys, if you buy your demolition tool based on a hot color, boy does Red Ripper have a tool for you.
It's like the red shirt I'm wearing. I'm wearing my Marianne shirt today.
That thing's great. You can wail on it with a hammer. You can drive it in and behind all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even got a little compartment in the handle.
Totally.
I don't know what I'm going to put in there, but I'm definitely putting something in there.
I hope it's not liquid.
Well, when we rip the shingles off our shack,
yes,
that's going to be front line with the Red Ripper taking...
July. It's on the calendar. July is the roofing. I was trying to go for August because it's like the hottest month here. But I can't quite, we can't do it that. We're doing
it. If I'm not on the show that month, it's because I'm just on fire.
Yeah, he's going to sweat himself down to nothing, really.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, though. We're going to get the DaVinci Roofscape slate shingles up there. We're going to free up our driveway, which I'm almost looking forward to more.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to feel about that because they've been there since, like, November. It's going to feel like we've just increased the property by, like, an acre or something.
We've grown attached to the kind of ghetto warehouse look we're going with right now. But, you know, that's something people overlook in their house all the time. The roof is, like, the biggest style element, and people just slap whatever shingles up there. Black, green, brown, yeah, whatever, I'll put them up there.
Well, we have to take a break, Mark.
I can't do my diatribe.
No, I think that nobody wants to hear that diatribe, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today. The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Marth Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Hey, you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Hi, baby.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You know what the good thing about having a commercial break is?
I don't want to know.
I'm just picking up right where I left off.
Really?
DaVinci Roofscapes and the whole...
Wait. We're inside a segment called...
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah, what's the name?
It's called Fix It Up Fine.
Yes, now you may continue.
Now you found my diatribe.
See, I'm all about getting the business done.
You're all about...
Most moms are, though, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Without...
Take all the fun out of it. Did you wash your hands? Did you pick up your toys? Yeah. Let's all have fun, but let's get organized and get our stuff together.
Yeah, let's have fun, but not have fun. So I get to continue with my diatribe.
Okay.
With the most overlooked style and fashion element of a house.
Yes.
Is the roof, in my opinion.
Yes.
And it can be a destination point with everything from multicolors to styles to patterns, like old slate roofs on barns where I went to college.
Yes.
They're beautiful.
Well, can I say something about roofs, too?
Yeah.
Totally?
You're like, yeah.
Well, I wanted to just talk about the YouTube video that is on DaVinci Roofscape's YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Where they tested some slate tiles against some asphalt shingles. And it wasn't them that tested it. It was actually the Weather Channel. They have a show called Weatherproof where they have a meteorologist and a stuntman who take people through different kinds of, you know, weather phenomena and products. And it was really cool. They showed DaVinci Roofscapes against it. And we posted this on our on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Or we tweeted about that, sorry, in the jargon.
You got to get the jargon right.
And actually, it was one of the, you know, more popular things that we've tweeted about in the last, you know, like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
So people really clicked in and checked it out. Because it's cool to see, like, things blown off.
Well, exactly.
But that's one of the good things about these shingles, these slate tiles that we really like, though, and that's why we picked them for our house.
Yeah, and it's the durability. I was ranting and raving about the fashion before, and that's massively important. But if
I love that you talk about fashion.
If you live in a hurricane zone, if you live where it hails, I mean, we've seen news already on Cable News Network and their sister affiliate network, Headline News.
Oh, I love Headline News, Robin in the Morning.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And where the roofs are just gone from severe weather on these houses. And I've known this from actually talking to Dr. Nail up at Bostich, where the research is.
No. Really?
Dr. Nail, real guy.
Okay.
If the roof gets penetrated, say goodbye to your house.
Yeah.
Because the air goes in there and nature abhors a balance and all the an imbalance and all these other things. And the air pressure changes. So anyway, you want to keep your roof intact at all costs.
Totally.
Yeah, especially during a hurricane. And that's where the specs for the DaVinci Roofscapes really come in.
Well, yeah, and we picked our roof before DaVinci Roofscapes became a sponsor of our program. And just want to get that out. They are a sponsor of our program.
Full disclosure, ladies and gentlemen.
But we picked them.
Can we bump that down illegal?
But we totally picked them first, though.
Yeah. Smoking.
But they have a 50-year warranty, which I love.
Yeah.
And that they have Class 4 rated for impact resistance, and that they have the highest ratings attainable for straight-line wind testing at 110 miles per hour.
And that's what this giant fan blew.
Yeah, on the Weather Channel.
On the Weather Channel.
Totally. So one thing that's really important for everybody else out there is, when do you know you need a new roof, Mark?
And that's when I know the answer.
Then we pick up our phone and we call the expert.
That's why Tim Gentry, VP of Technology for DaVinci, is on the horn with us right now. Tim, are you there?
I'm here.
Now, hey, Tim.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hi, Teresa. How are you? I'm good.
Good, good. Glad for you to join us. Now, I don't know how much you were able to hear before, but I didn't get the chance to say that your title is VP of Technology for DaVinci. But what that really means is you're a hardcore second-generation roofer, right?
Yeah, my dad was a roofer, and I've been a roofer my whole life.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And I don't want to say how long that is.
I've seen you. You're in smoking
about
shape.
About 35 years.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. Well, the question that we have for you really is, how do you know when it's time?
Well, when you don't have enough pots and pans left to cook with, because they're all that collecting rainwater, is a pretty good sign.
That's a good point. Yeah.
That's a good signal. You run out of drywall buckets.
Yeah, I can't make dinner tonight because, well, I'm using them all to collect rainwater.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Tim.
No, seriously, I was actually I went into a house one time when there were probably 20 or more pots and pans that were throughout the house. With all the drips and drops, it kind of sounded like New Age music when I went in there.
Oh, that's kind of cool, though,
cool,
actually.
Man. Very
yeah.
Kind of fun.
Good Zen mojo kind of thing.
Right. Seriously. I mean, when the shingles are curling or slitting, you have missing shingles, or the roof is actually leaking, that's a pretty good sign you need a new roof.
Mm.
And that is, I want to just be a little specific here. It's not like, let's throw in a couple new shingles and repair the whole. It's like time to get rid of the whole thing and start again.
Right.
Yeah, gotcha.
Now, what if like your neighbors are replacing their roof? Is that one of those things? Because, you know, whenever I see, you know, you live in a neighborhood and everybody else is doing something, like, wait a second, all our houses were built around the same time. Should I be doing that too?
Oh. Absolutely. Home values is a really good reason. If your neighbors are doing it and you haven't, it kind of looks like your roof isn't really that well looked after. Mm. And I think that similarly, if you're the first person on the block to do it, well, you can have the best looking home on the block.
Oh,
oh, there you go.
I like that.
Go. And you raise another point, which is the home value. Now, if this conversation were happening, say, 5 years ago, we'd be like, oh, yeah, throw it on there, raise the value, increase the curb appeal, and sell it in 5 minutes and make like 100% profit. But in these days where we have to be more sensible, can we still use the words home value and not sound cliche?
I certainly think so.
Put on a premium roof.
Put on a premium roof, and I think that, you know, not only does it increase the value, but I think that it increases the sale time because people see that, you know, when you look at a house, about 50% from the curb is the roof, and so you can really make a difference.
That's great. And are there, and I'm not putting you on the spot here, but are...
Oh, but he is.
Yeah,
no,
right.
Feel free to not know the answer to this question, but is there anywhere that you know of, like the Harvard Joint Studies Housing Value Reports they do, that says if you can get X back from doing a roof? You know how they have those studies where if you put in a kitchen, you get 80% back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, just anecdotal evidence from real estate people. And a lot of times when you go to sell a house now, they get it inspected and you actually have to get a new roof. But a lot of times real estate folks will come tell you when they come look at your house initially when you're getting ready to sell, and they say, you know what you really need to do? You need to spiff up the roof because it makes a big difference. You know, and sometimes just, you know, if the roof just gets old and dirty or gets stained by algae or something like that, you know, just junk from the environment, changing the roof will really spiff the place up.
Can you get algae off?
You can get algae off. You know, there are different ways. You can use a little bit of chlorine and spray it on. There's some zinc strips that you can actually put across the top of your roof that will, I don't know what the chemistry is, but water running over that zinc strip and running down can eliminate that algae.
Now, do the DaVinci Roofscapes even collect algae in the first place?
With the DaVinci roof, you don't have to worry about that. They don't feed the algae like some kinds of asphalt shingles or concrete shingles do. So you don't have to worry about that.
So if you've got a house in the shade and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I guess any kind of roofing product can get, if there's dirt that collects on it, you can get a little bit of fungus, which is not actually black algae. And if you do that, you can power wash or brush it off with DaVinci. It just comes right off.
Oh, that's cool.
I love that. And if you haven't checked out DaVinci Roofscapes roofing products, you definitely have to go to their website and go to DaVinciRoofscapes.com. And we are going to take a break, Mark.
Yeah, we'll see you in just a minute on My Fix It Up Life. Got roof? For roof repair and replacement, you need the high-performance tools and hardware from RoofersWorld.com. The Red Ripper tools reduce tear-off time by up to 30%. The innovative Adapta roof staging accessories enable you to work safe and fast at heights and on steep pitches. Whether you need magnetic hatchets or hammers, roofing knives and blades, hard-to-find snow guards or roof jacks, Roofers World is your go-to source. For high-performance, rugged, get-it-done tools and accessories, visit RoofersWorld.com.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and a home improvement question on our home improvement show.
Totally.
Are you ready,
Teresa? How appropriate
Teresa?
Is that? You know, I think that's pretty cool.
I think that's what it is. I mean, sure, I guess you could call and ask about mountain bikes or geopolitics.
Well, you would love that.
Yeah. I would love that. That's
I would love it if people called about fashion and shoes or just, like, telling me where, like, the cool, like, sales are and stuff.
Yeah.
It's, like, when there's hot new shoes that I would love that are new in DSW because that's, like, my favorite place to shop for shoes.
Sure, and half of our audience would want to run screaming out
the
door.
I need to take a moment because I'm thinking about show shopping now. Oh, but we have a caller on the line.
We do. Who is there?
This is Kevin calling from Vermont.
Hey. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. And you guys?
Doing pretty good.
Doing all right. Yeah. Is it snowing up there right now?
No. We've got a heat wave going on right now.
I didn't even know they had heat up there.
Yeah, no. We reached 95 yesterday. It was pretty hot.
How much?
95. Wow.
Yeah, in Vermont.
Vermont. As my dad likes to say, Vermont.
Yeah. That's Vermont. He also says restaurant.
He does, and library.
he does throw out library,
doesn't he?
That guy has more education in his pinky finger than most people have in their entire lives. So,
He teaches at Georgetown Law a little bit. Anyway, moving on.
So, yeah, that has nothing to do with...
He still says library.
He still says library. He still says it. Okay, so, Vermont, Kevin, you called us with a question that we may, in theory, answer.
And you might have heard us talk. We kind of want it to be about mountain bikes or shoes, right, dear?
Yeah.
Is there a Stanley mountain bike that you can give away?
Fat Max should totally have his own bike.
That would be a great name for a
dirt bike. That would be totally hot.
That would rock. We're doing a Stanley event, actually. And when is that? 2 weeks?
In a few weeks in New York, yeah.
Couple, three weeks.
I already won a Fat Max bar from you guys.
You did?
Yeah.
Totally.
Because I listened to you guys on my iPod through the podcast.
Oh, I'm in love.
And I'm a big fan of the Facebook page, so.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Keep pouring the praise on, man.
So I'm a long time, first time.
First time. Hey, that's a movie.
I think it was Gross Point Blank.
Oh, great flick.
Yeah, John Cusack, good movie.
Great flick.
Yeah.
Teresa likes John Cusack.
I'm familiar with all of his movies.
Oh, I'm a big fan of him.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Totally.
So, okay, how about if we actually
Do you have a question?
Yeah, I do, I do. I'm hoping I'm a teacher and I get out for the summer in a couple weeks, and I'm hoping to do a remodel of my kitchen on the cheap. And I've got, you know, a hideous linoleum floor and retro 1970s white countertop. And what I'm thinking I want to do is I've got my kitchen's basically the letter C right now, and I want to tear off one of the parts of the C to make it an L, if you will. And I can handle the flooring, and we've already painted the cabinet, so they look pretty decent. But what I'm wondering is a countertop something that is too ambitious for, I guess I could call myself an experienced DIYer, or should I hire a professional to do the countertop?
Now, what kind of countertop are you thinking about? Is there a particular kind or a look you're thinking about?
Well, I mean, I know there's a lot of different, you know, looks and materials out there. I guess I don't really know. I don't really know at the moment.
There's a couple ways you could do it. If you said, what'd you say, advanced DIY?
I used to work for
a contractor during my summers off.
Oh, okay.
Or various contractors.
So you know your way around a circle saw, for example?
Yeah.
Okay. You can. There are some countertop materials that you can work with. And, you know, whether it's a budget, you know, you save a lot of budget. I'm not sure about that entirely, but you can get a lot of bang for your buck. So,
sure.
In other words, you can get a really premium product for a not premium price.
Right.
And one of the things that we did in our house, a product we used was called Rich Light.
Oh, it rocks. Now, Kevin, are you married?
I am.
Okay. And do you have kids?
I do. Two boys.
Okay. Well, see, as a mom, I have to say that the countertop that we have totally is awesome because, like, basically they use this kind of countertop material for, like, skateboarding ramps and all kinds of, like, totally, like, hardcore industrial uses.
I don't think my sons will be skateboarding on this, but
I think you're
speaking to the durability.
Totally durable.
Okay.
And it also, people use it in commercial kitchens, too.
Which is awesome
because as a mom, like, you know, you want to make sure it's
food grade safe.
There's no
off-gassing, which you can get with other kinds of things, that have glue and stuff in them. But
that's what I love about it.
The punchline, I guess, to get right to the heart of your question is, can you do this yourself? And the cool thing about Rich Light is it's super, super dense, but it works with regular woodworking tools.
Okay.
So you can cut it with a circular saw and a straight edge.
Oh, yeah.
You can drill holes in it for your sink. Have you ever put in a faucet before?
Yes.
You can drill holes for this. Okay. So for the stems of the faucet.
Yeah.
And your, I was going to say garden sprayer.
Really?
No.
Yeah. So when you have a garden sprayer in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Power washer.
Everyone has that.
really like to clean my dishes.
Seriously?
Yeah, you get those dishes super clean.
Yeah.
You could do the kids with that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You're going to have to put the internal combustion engine outside your house, though. Just reach through the hole and do upholstering.
Hey, whatever it takes.
Now, that would actually kind of move him in the direction of, like, you know, not being married anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't want that so much.
But, yeah, but you can.
You probably want to avoid that.
And you can do one of my favorite elements in a kitchen, which is an undermount sink.
Oh, yeah. They rock.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My wife's a big fan of that.
Oh, totally.
Helps
the so with this product, I can do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Yes, exactly, because just like a piece of granite or a solid surface countertop, it's impervious. So,
wow. Well, let's talk a little bit about other kinds of counters, too. I mean, we love our countertop, but, you know, there are other ones that you can think about as well.
Sure.
Yeah, you could do a similar project like this with soapstone, which is native to your region.
Oh, fantastic.
You could
save on delivery.
Save on delivery, exactly. But soapstone is a soft stone, and you can cut it using angle grinders and circular saws with masonry blades in them.
Okay.
And, you know, I've been fancying for years about doing a concrete countertop, but I think they're
really... I always wondered
really,
about that, yeah.
Yeah, they're a little bit more difficult to manage. You have to have a lot of time and patience to make sure you absolutely have it perfect the way
right,
you love
yeah.
it.
Yeah, they're pretty complicated.
And especially with having kids around, it's probably something that... you know, you might not have the time to invest in working on.
Well, the wife will be kicked out for at least 3 days when I do this project.
Beautiful.
Really?
Yeah,
now,
that's how we work on the big
to
projects.
Help you with stuff?
She goes and takes a vacation, and then I call a friend up and, you know.
Sweet.
That is totally fun.
Sweet. We can drink some Catamount Ambers when we go up there. Yeah, Teresa, I got to go to Vermont for 3 days.
Yep.
Really?
Literally.
We got a few breweries up
here. You bring the kids, then totally.
Yeah, the other thing you could do, Kevin, is use wood.
Yeah.
You can just make it out of wood. Now, that, again, gets towards the advanced side of woodworking because...
Yeah. You mean like a butcher block?
You can make basically a butcher block.
Oh, wow.
There's a bunch of different ways to do it, but you would need a tool called a jointer to really get your edges super square. No, that's different.
Oh.
That's a joiner.
Okay.
A joiner is something that will get your edges super square, and when you butt the planks together.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember that from 8th grade wood shop.
Exactly. That's where most people know where those kinds of shops
are. Mr. Hosmer taught me about that one.
Well, yeah, but the thing about wood is that it shows marks. Like, you have to be very careful.
Sure.
Again, with kids.
You got to oil it.
You know,
if you cut on it, it'll wear.
It's more
it'll be for like a country rustic look.
Yeah,
exactly.
If you're totally okay with things getting mangled, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Or for like just grown-ups, I think it's cool too. But just be careful about expectations,
and,
I guess.
Yeah, and there's another cool thing on the market now. You can make the tile. You can make the countertop out of tile.
Okay.
And what you do is you do a plywood substrate. And then there's this new product on the market called Bondera. And what
it is...
It's
like double stick tape.
Yeah, it's double stick tape, but it's waterproof.
Huh.
And what you do is you literally put the tape on the countertop, you know, your plywood substrate.
Yeah.
Then you put the tiles on, no thin set, nothing to mess with.
Oh, I like that.
And then you grout that.
Huh.
And you can still do an undermount sink with that.
Wow.
Well, we're actually planning to use that product for a backsplash for our kitchen, too.
Okay.
Bondera to do a tile backsplash.
Yeah.
So maybe a combination of these things you're suggesting.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're all about trying to make it easy. I mean, you don't, and understanding that not everybody has all day long to work on their house, too.
Well, yeah, I just tiled my bathroom floor, so, you know, tiling is within my
skill set,
expertise.
Your bailiwick.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And the thing, if for other people who are listening out there about tile countertops, the tiles don't leak, but grout leaks.
Right.
So the key to doing one that lasts is this Bondera, because it's waterproof.
I see.
Rather than just doing plywood. So I hope this helps, Kevin.
Absolutely. You know, trying to plan ahead, you know, before I begin, and these are some good options that I'll research more.
So good. And we have to take a break. So thank you, Kevin. And if you have a fix-it-up question about your house, email it at info@myfixituplife.com or post a message on Facebook. We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix-It-Up Life.
What a perfect night.
TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out. Hi, you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and no further ado.
No further ado.
The chit chat, stilted back chat, not going to happen. We're going right in. We got Rich Trithewey from This Old House on the phone.
We do. We're very excited to talk to Rich. Are you on the line?
You betcha. How are you?
Oh, good. Oh, you know, I like hearing you talk. Can you just talk to me for like 10 minutes straight?
Whisper sweet nothings to you guys?
What she's tuning into, Rich, is your Boston accent.
Yeah.
Actually, I have got the least Boston accent, I think, of among some of our crew.
I would say so.
I agree, but still, I am a big fan.
Teresa, who's from Maryland, considers it a lilting accent.
Well, we call it Merlin. Really?
Well, Maryland and Washington. And
yeah, Washington.
Baltimore. Yeah.
Yeah, have you done your wash today?
That's right.
Yeah,
Baltimore. You got it.
Balmer.
Yeah.
See you again. We met briefly, I think, at a builder's show some years ago.
That's right. It was the last year.
Yeah, in Vegas.
It was last year, and we have a bone to pick with you because we had interviewed Tom and Norm right before you got there, and you promised me you would throw stuff at them. And nobody threw anything. I was waiting for bombs to come flying or water balloons and stuff.
Water balloons, really?
Well, I'm not that much.
I'm known as the troublemaker on the crew. So.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
How are you doing?
We're good. We're happy to be still doing our thing 30 years into it, and ratings are still up, and we're starting our new season, so it's all good.
Now, beyond the 30 seasons of This Old House, I was reading in your bio that your company, Trithewey Brothers, has been around since 1902?
Yeah, 1902. My great-grandfather and his brother, they were from Nova Scotia. They came down to Boston, and they became firefighters. And then they decided to moonlight this new thing called plumbing, because right at that time, 1899, and, you know, right at the turn of the century, the plumbing was actually coming inside the building. It was no longer you'd go out to a privy out in the back, and so it was a new industry, really. So they get into it, and then we're four generations later, and, you know, we never really had much choice as kids of what we were going to do for our careers, you know?
Oh, wow.
That's good, and you look good for being a century old.
I'll preserve.
Well, that is so good. And, you know, one of my big questions I want to ask, can I just go ahead and ask Mark?
You know what, Rich? I'm not even going to be in the interview. I'm going to leave.
We have a lot of trouble finding a good plumber. And it's just like it's such a big headache for us. And first of all, can you come down to our house and work on our house? But second of all, if you were going to go look for a plumber, what would you do? How would you find a good plumber?
I think it's all word of mouth. I think you really have to ask and work the coconut telegraph, so to speak, and that, you know, you can't really judge it by the size of someone's ad in the Yellow Pages or the amount of search engines and stuff like that. It really is, you know, like finding a good wallpaper hanger. You really want to say, who do you know, and sort of work that way. There are, you know, I've heard this comment before, but I got to tell you, in every single market, there are good guys doing a good job, and the challenge is that people think they can get a lot for little, you know, that you know, somebody, three people bid on something, and you go for the lowest bid with a plumber. And if the lowest bid with a plumber, and he doesn't do well, water leaks, and all of a sudden it's a nightmare, or, you know, or he runs out of money, he doesn't come back. So, you know, it's a never-ending battle trying to sort of defend our industry. There are good guys and there are bad guys, like any industry, but it's mostly word of mouth, I would say. It really is.
Well, and you're preaching to the converted on the don't go for the lowest price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think that happens, you know, across the trades.
I think the consumer is the unindicted co-conspirator when they don't get a job that works right, because I just had a group I was talking to yesterday of contractors, and, you know, if three contractors gave a homeowner a price for a replacement heating system, and one was 200,000 BTUs and one was 100,000, you know, they would pick the bigger one thinking they were getting a deal, like they were buying fruit by the pound.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And yet that really leads to oversizing and sort of, but it's the homeowner is part of this problem, that they want a lot for a little. And, you know, it takes a fair amount of money, as you guys know in the trades, to get and keep and retain good people. So, you know, it's a challenge for everybody.
Well, let me throw this question at you, which is because you're out there doing it. I mean, yes, you have the show, but you have a real company that you run in real life.
Yeah.
There's no real answer to this question, but the question is, how do you educate the homeowner at the estimate, which is free, typically?
Yeah.
How do you say, hey, look, you know, I'm not the cheapest ride at the fair, but if you choose that other one, you're going to not have a good time?
Well, and you have to sort of present yourself without ever bad-mouthing anybody else. You got to stay, you know, and the sad fact of the matter is right now with this recession, it's harder to get your price, the price you need. So everybody's had to make concessions and sort of work for, you know, our new joke is flat is the new up.
You said that at IBS.
Yeah, we've been using it ever since, too, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mark now claims it as his
own. Oh, yeah, and I completely don't even mention you when it gets said. I invented it.
Well, I am honored. I cry. And we also joke that we're working twice as hard for half as much.
Yeah.
That's not a joke. I think
that's
we're all
so
doing
true.
It.
That's so true, yeah.
I think the homeowners do think that, at least to a certain degree, that they're holding all the cards.
That's right.
And to a certain degree, they are holding all the cards.
There's always a cycle to everything, though. I mean, it's the fact is this industry will rebound. People are not moving like they used to. The renovation industry is going to remain strong. You've got more people looking for less business right now, but that'll cycle back around again.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, let's change directions a little bit.
Really?
And
I have a question.
Oh, there's a question?
I totally have a good question.
I'll leave the room again, Rich.
Well, I'm curious about your house. Now,
yeah.
I read that you live in an 1865 Victorian that you've actually worked on yourself. And I'm curious, like, you know, how long have you lived there? And, like, what are you doing on your house right now?
I've been there since 85, and it's... We've literally done everything we could do to it. It's a beauty. So they got the historic paint and the cobblestone driveway and everything else. Mm-hmm. So we got it just about done. But what happens when you lived in a building for all those years, 25 years, all of a sudden the work you did 25 years ago now has to be redone.
Mm-hmm.
So we're almost to that cycle now where, you know, the kitchen's looking a little more dog-eared than I'd like and stuff like that. I don't think we're going to go remodel it, but... That house is pretty good. I think the next thing I got to look at is a roof. And but in general, I'm okay there. So, and I'm glad because it really started. I got to tell you this. This renovation started quite by accident. I came home from a wedding that I didn't have a drop to drink at, believe it or not.
Yeah.
It's 6 o'clock at night, and I come back on a Saturday. And I look at this rotted old farmer's porch in the side of my building at the time. And I literally take a chain, wrap it around the beam on the porch, tie it to the trailer hitch on my car, and drive straight away from the building and pull it right off the building. And that started a renovation.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds like something my husband would do.
It was sort of an impulse beginning. So.
Wow. My goodness.
Yeah, and I'll go with the hideous pun here. That's really tying one on.
Ha, 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 ha.
That's bad. That's why I'm not allowed in the entire show.
Yeah, pretty much.
But
my house is done pretty much, which is good.
Oh, what's it like to have a weekend?
Oh, good. Then you can come down to our house.
This is not a thinly veiled
request
to be on the show, by the way.
Sorry. No. He doesn't have to bring the film crew. We just want him.
We're just that desperate for a plumber, and I'm going through right now a bathroom that I did a year ago.
Yeah.
There's a leak, and in order to get the job and meet the customer's budget, I took the low-ball plumber.
Yeah.
And true to form, there's a leak.
Yeah.
So now I got to go back to this guy and anyway. So yeah. What do you do when you're not working, Rich?
I enjoy sailing, and I'm going to actually do something pretty interesting. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I was getting a little repeat in my phone. I leave next Friday to race on a sailboat from Newport, Rhode Island to Bermuda. So I'm going to go into space for 647 miles. So I won't be taking your calls next week.
Oh, wow. That sounds amazing.
If I make it back, then I'll talk to you the week after.
That's cool. My goodness. How fun is that?
Are you crew or captain?
Crew. I've been captain before, but this is a crew on a friend of mine's boat. But it's sort of what it is the only chance any of us in the real world will ever get a chance to be the equivalent of an astronaut, where you're going into sort of a foreign place that you have to make sure you use all your engineering skills and sort of brains to sort of get the spaceship, so to speak, to the safe.
Wow. And for people who don't really sail or think about sailing, it's not like you pull over and park at night.
No.
You'd sail straight through.
Oh, yeah. So.
Wow, that's amazing.
People think that's a crazy thing to do for a vacation, to sort of do something where you're awake for 4 hours and asleep for 4 hours for 6 days.
But. How? 6 days. Okay, that's a question. How long is a run? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and you do sail through hurricane season, too.
Oh, yeah. And the Bermuda Triangle.
Bring it on.
We
bring
might not come back.
When do we leave?
Oh, too funny.
That's my sort of crazy side interest. So.
Oh, that's great.
So I want to mention, because I heard that you guys are actually going to take the show to L.A.
Absolutely. Bring on our sunglasses and our ascots. We are going to L.A.
Ascots, really? I'm just imagining the whole team in that outfit. Okay, I'm good.
So you were mentioning before that you were talking to a group of contractors. Like, do you do education, like at the National Association of Remodeler Industry, the NARI stuff?
I do that, but my passion is about the heating of buildings, heating and cooling of buildings, mostly more of the heating side than the plumbing side. You know, we as a country, you know, we use 2 times more energy per capita than any other people on the planet. And so there's some opportunity to educate contractors how to do it right. And when I say right, it's to put the right size equipment in and to sort of not oversize. And there's sort of really brilliant equipment on the market now where you can have a heating and cooling system that knows how cold it is outside, so the boiler or furnace gets stronger as it gets colder out, and it gets weaker as it's mild out. So that means it's like the fuel advantage of highway driving versus stop and go city driving. And so we try to teach this every chance we get, you know, anybody that'll listen. You know, I pull people over the side of the street to try and see the world.
It's like that sort of resistance circuitry in a power tool. You know, it'll give you a little more gas when it feels a bit or the blade slowing down.
Right.
Right. Cool.
And what we've had a history of doing is oversizing everything, and it's the number one challenge in the heating and cooling of buildings in North America, in that they're all oversized, and so that leads to cycling, and then that leads to discomfort. You know, and there's 2 different surveys. One was from the National Association of Home Builders, and the other was from the Carrier, one of the major furnace companies, and it was that 8 out of 10 houses in America, the people are unhappy with the comfort level of the heating and cooling system. Now, that's abysmal. That's just
horrible.
Yeah, and so we can do better. And so we try to do some training when we can.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, couldn't be anybody better for it.
Definitely.
Well, hopefully.
I think all of us are frustrated teachers. I mean, Tommy, Norm, and Roger and I, you know, I think we just like to teach people, you know. And so that's been the great thing about the show. We've got a chance to sort of teach not just locally, but nationally, you know?
Well, and we have all benefited from that, definitely, too. Well,
we do, and technically we have to go, but now I have to ask you one question so we run over a minute or two. Generally speaking, the sexier stuff is the stuff that Norm and Tom and Kevin talk about, which is, you know, the crown molding and the windows and the kitchen cabinets and the stuff you feel and touch and the doors and stuff.
You trying to tell me it's not sexy?
I was kind of going to defend you a little bit there. There too, because that's not
everything that Rich does.
Yeah,
it gets buried in a wall.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's in the basement.
That's right.
It's a thing that doesn't get pretty paint or solid surface. It's a machine in the basement.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that? Do you feel like sort of like you're screaming in the darkness a little bit? Like, no, this is important. You can feel it, but it's not a doorknob.
Right. I think that we are. I think the whole mechanical systems, plumbing, heating, and electrical, is often ignored by the consumer because it is not sexy, to use your word, because I've used that comment before. But it turns out to be, and Tommy preaches this as much as anybody, it turns out to be as important a part of that building as anything you could ever do to it. Meaning, what good is it to have beautiful crown moldings or windows if you can't live there comfortably in the space, or if the windows are going to sweat like crazy because humidity is out of control, or you don't have hot or cold water when you need it. So although it's sort of hidden, it becomes that sort of, we did a book in 94, This Office Guide to HVAC, The Invisible Comfort of Your Building. And it really is that it's the invisible part is what makes people not pay attention to it. They only really care about it when it doesn't work well.
There you go.
Which is a sad paradox.
There you go. I hate to cut you short, but I have to cut you short and invite you
around the track somewhere.
We have to have you back sometime,
right,
sir. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
I've been wasting time finding reason to.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
And our smoking cool new bumper music
with
Tim Williams.
Yeah, he's hot.
It's a great album.
Ladies love him. It's true.
Ladies love him.
He's getting married,
this
though.
This song is great. Chained to My Conviction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see the play on words there. Chained, conviction. Cuff him, Dano. Get it?
Anyway, so I'm ready to give away our prize this week.
I am, too.
Are you ready?
I am.
You ready?
I am.
You ready?
Yes. It's the Little Ripper from our friends at Roofer's World,
mm-hmm.
And this tool kicks butt.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to use it to kick someone's butt because you could really hurt them with it.
Metaphorically speaking.
Metaphorically.
It is rugged demolition tool, and we're giving it away to this guy right here.
This guy right here. Do you want to read what he sent us?
Yeah.
An email?
And there's two reasons why we're giving it away to him.
Yes.
First of all, I'm a 40-year-old who has been roofing for going on 22 years. Pertnir always used a square shovel for demolition and removal of shingles. But the last roof I replaced, I managed to rip off 23 square by myself. The next day, however, pretty much killed me, and it was just tough getting out of bed. So who can't use a hand with that kind of workload in front of them?
Well, do you want to share who won?
Yeah, it's Scott Dalzell, and I hope I'm saying that right.
Yes, and congratulations. You won, and Mark will share the other reason why we picked your email.
You're the only other person in the world I've ever heard use the term pertnir.
Yes. Mark's been obsessed over that ever since he got your email. Unfortunately, I don't know, depending on your perspective on the whole thing.
Pertnir means pretty close or pretty much.
Yeah.
So that's a good one, and Scott, you're going to get a lot of mileage out of Little Red.
Yeah, you are. And Mark's gotten a lot of mileage out of that word.
And I am running around the house yelling, hey, that's pert near my stuff. Why don't you move it pert near over there?
Next week, Mark.
Congratulations, Scott. Next week.
We're going to be in New York City.
What's up?
Yeah, we are.
From New York City.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about some new tools from Stanley.
We're the headliners. We're appearing at the Stanley Tools new tool introduction.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. It's at a hotel. JT's coming with us.
He is coming with us.
Thanks, guys. Can't wait to go there with you and see everybody.
JT's going to eat dinner in the kitchen, though.
I mean, I have to eat with the help.
Yeah,
okay. Right. No, he doesn't. it. Mark,
you know what,
Rupert,
put your stuff in the bag and go over there.
No, but we have a special guest on next week in addition to being in a special location.
Yes, and someone Teresa is very excited to talk to.
I am so thrilled. Mark Burnett's from Clean House. I love that program. He's so funny, and all of the guys on that show are hilarious. Well, women. Gals and guys.
People. Yeah.
They're hilarious, and it's on the Style Network, and it's the number one rated show on the Style Network, too.
Yeah, and Mark also has a book.
Yeah, he has a new book, Take You Out of the Clutter, which is a good book.
Teresa's been thumbing through it.
I have been, and he signed a copy, and we have one ready to give away to you. So email us at info@myfixituplife.com if you want to win, or if you want to win this other prize that we have up for grabs as well.
This is something I've had in the shop for a while, and you're not going to get mine, but
thank goodness.
But Stanley,
yes,
who is our new sponsor, I hasten to add.
Yes.
Thank you, Stanley. Stanley is giving you a Fatmax 4-in-1 mobile workstation.
Yes.
And this thing's cool. I put all my trim stuff in it. I've got there's a big compartment on the bottom. You can check out a video on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Of this.
You demonstrating it.
Yeah. You can. It's also live at Popular Mechanics.
Yeah.
So you can see this happening in real life. But it's got a big storage bin on the bottom, medium-sized storage bin in the middle, and a compartmentalized storage bin on top. And you can put different size stuff in there.
And it's on wheels.
And it's on wheels.
I love that feature. Of any kind of like toolbox needs to have wheels.
But it's
I wish I had wheels too.
It's sized just so that you can actually lift it. So like if you're going upstairs in a house, putting it in the truck.
Well, Mark, how can they win this prize?
They can win by calling us at our new toll-free number, 888-710-5557. They can email us at info@myfixituplife.com.
Or they can post a message on our Facebook page.
I was going to say touch
base with
us.
Or direct message us on our Twitter account, which Mark knows everything about, right?
Bring it on, baby. I know all about the tweeter.
Well, yeah, and so check us out at myfixituplife.com, where we have lots of how-to tips on there.
Pictures
our kids'
of us.
Blogs are on there.
Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Where we'll be and what we're doing.
Yeah. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and become, well, actually, you don't fan anymore. You like things.
You like things.
Be our like on Facebook.
Yeah.
We have more likes than anyone in Home Improvement Radio.
We do. And we are what's best in home improvement entertainment.
We are. So check us out next week from New York City.
On My Fix It Up Life.
Have an overwhelming home renovation project on your hands? Replace your pry bar and sledgehammer with the new Little Red All-Steel Demolition Tool that delivers maximum power and precision with little effort. Reach into tight corners and speed around sensitive areas while simultaneously removing staples, small and large nails, and screws. Use the Little Red for endless demolition projects, including prying tiles, flooring, trim, drywall, siding, cabinets, panels, roofing, and more. Save time and money. Enjoy a cold drink, not a cold sweat. Visit www.littleredripper.com to solve your demolition puzzle.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for his six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Martha Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul.